The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Some skeptics out there who argue that might not be the case. Adrian, what are your thoughts on demand and supply in the gold market?
Well, China is obviously a very, very big story in the gold market, and increasingly so since the domestic market was deregulated in about 2001, 2002. What's most interesting with the numbers coming out of China from the World Gold Council, from consultancies like GFMS, is if you actually look at Chinese gold demand, private household demand, in terms of their famously huge savings rate, gold has actually doubled in the last 10 years from about 1% to about 2% of what private households are putting away. Now, I think that's signal when you consider that a lot of analysts 5-10 years ago thought that modernization, deregulation in China, a rising standard of living meant that people would opt for consumer goods, you know, they would substitute for other things. But gold has clearly got huge traction, huge appeal, kind of quasi-religious, obviously. And I think across Asia, not just in China, but across Southeast Asia, certainly in India as well, which remains the world's number one private demand center, gold is seen as being the end of wealth accumulation, not a vehicle. Very different attitude to perhaps what Western investors have started to develop recently, whereby gold is seen as a way of growing your money. I think, you know, gold is very much seen in a large part of Asia as being what you want to have at the end.
Especially now, given the recent financial crisis and how that's rocked the markets and particularly the currency markets, do you think that especially the Chinese would be sort of wary of dollar investments in the dollar and the euro and sterling and think that gold is sort of a neutral and a much better alternative?
Do you mean private or governmental?
Both.
Well, I mean, certainly for, I think, private investors, private savers in China, you know, I think the idea of wanting to hold foreign paper money seems pretty crazy. I think, you know, if you look at their property market, obviously real estate, owning physical tangible property is, you know, again, a very obvious.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.